You are listening to episode 848. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being here, for allowing yourself to spend some time meditating. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a technique to do as you give yourself a walking meditation. So every single Saturday on the podcast, I share a walking meditation technique with you. And I encourage you to go out and do this technique on your own as you do a walking meditation. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth. And remember, it's not just meditation. It is a lifestyle. So I also share with you a lifestyle tip that you can apply right away, immediately after you do your meditation. So, as I mentioned, today is a walking meditation, and the theme for this week is kindness. And this is the final episode in our 7-part kindness meditation series this week. So, each day throughout this entire week, we've explored a different meditation technique you can do to cultivate kindness in yourself as well as to share it with others. And I've shared all kinds of research with you and techniques and lifestyle tips with you as well to cultivate kindness. Now, if you would like to be guided in a walking meditation, you're not maybe sure how to do a walking meditation, well, I share a daily guided, fully guided meditation. They last about 20 minutes to half an hour. You can actually listen for as long as you want. The way I've organized it, I play the music nice and long, and I guide you through a pure meditation. And that is over on my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And there I have a subscription program where it's as little as 50 cents a day per guided, fully guided meditation. And so you can sign up to receive those if you'd like, again at sipandom.com. As well, we have a free private Facebook group that you can join. Most people send a message to me at my Facebook page at sipandom.com, or rather sipandom's Facebook page, or you can go to this week's series, the Kindness Meditation series, on my website. You'll see all these podcast episodes and all the tips and information that I shared with you in this series will be waiting for you there. So now, let's talk a little bit about kindness. And I want to start off by sharing our lifestyle tip. So it's not just meditation, it is a lifestyle. So these tips can make all the difference in maintaining your meditation ritual. And that consistency is the all important part of meditating. You just sit down and do it a few times a week. That's good. That's great. But if you could do it every single day for even a few minutes a day, this is where you'll start to notice massive benefits in how you manage stress triggers throughout your day. So every Saturday, this is your reward day for doing so well and doing all the different techniques throughout the week. So I like to reward you with a walking meditation tip. Well, your lifestyle tip for Saturday, since most people have Saturdays off, not everyone, but many people are free on Saturdays. They find this to be their downtime day. Well, in that case, it only makes sense to focus on your relationships. So if you could take one day of the week, it doesn't have to be a Saturday, just one day a week. It's good if you designate a day though, because otherwise it's not likely to happen. If you plan out a day and say, okay, I'm going to work on relationships and I'm going to work on really reaching out to other people, new people, to build more positive relationships in your life, or I'm going to enhance the relationships that I already have. So if you could do something to reach out to others today and cultivate your relationships, then that will be a beautiful way for you to create more of a meditation lifestyle. So the technique for you today is to walk, and to walk in a way where you cultivate kindness. Now, this is a very important technique that I'll be sharing with you today. So I know you can't always get out there and walk. In that case, if you're seated inside, open up a door or a window and just sit down in your meditation space and visualize yourself walking in your favorite location and then do the technique there. Well, if you are indeed out walking, good for you. That's fantastic. You'll get even more benefits because you'll be able to take your meditation outside, out into the world as you meditate. And the technique is to notice what's happening around you. Take it all in through your senses. Engage your eyes, what you take in through your eyes, what you take in through your ears, what you're hearing around you as you walk, and how the air feels on your face, how you feel walking there in your tennis shoes or flip-flops or barefooted, and absorb all these sensations. And do so with a kindness filter in place. Now, I don't mean to ignore or pretend like whatever's happening around you that's not so kind. I don't mean to suggest that you should ignore all that. But what I do recommend that you do is to acknowledge, okay, this happened. That person seems kind of grumpy even though I smiled at them, or that muffler on that car was so loud, they need a new muffler. Or, you know, look at all that trash. Here I am out walking and I just see this trash. It brings me down. Whatever you come across, notice it. Notice your reaction to it. And then see how you can continue to focus on kindness, because that is your goal, is to focus on kindness. It's a kindness meditation walk, after all. So I say this to you, and the reason it's so important is because these triggers, it could be a little trigger. Could be somebody who looks at you in the wrong way, or the loud muffler, or whatever it is. That can be a trivial trigger in the grand sense of things, but it can become magnified. And in fact, it can become so magnified, I'm sure you know what I mean, that you take it into your entire walk. You can't let it go. It hounds you, and it's the only thing you're thinking about now as you're doing a kindness walk, is this thing that happened, or this trash you saw, or the way someone looked at you, whatever it may be. So when you have a kindness filter, this means that you acknowledge your reaction. Like, ooh, yeah, that was not so great. But you allow yourself to get back on track, to refocus. This is incredibly powerful. And you get better and better at doing it. And pretty soon, it becomes the way you think. Imagine what your life would be like if you could continuously have a kindness filter in place where you acknowledge what's going on around you, how it makes you feel, but you stay focused on how you want to feel and on what you are doing. This could really tip the scales as far as creating an amazing meditation lifestyle for yourself. So as you walk, notice the kindness around you, and notice you'll recognize or be triggered by situations or people or even the weather that is not so kind. So you keep on track. Use self-talk such as, yeah, I really didn't like the way that person happened, but I know we are geared for kindness. We're actually biologically geared for kindness. So that person is not being kind. Something happened. Something went wrong. And so you can feel a little more compassion for that person while still maintaining your kindness disposition. Or the trash or the muffler, you could say things like, yeah, I wish people wouldn't litter, but you know, there is a lot more awareness out there now about not throwing trash around, and more people are recycling, and I really feel grateful that we have such a great sanitation or garbage pickup service in our neighborhood. That kind of talk, it sounds kind of silly maybe, but it's not. It makes all the difference because it helps to put perspective on really anything that comes your way. So go out and practice putting on your kindness filter as you go on a kindness walking meditation, looking for kindness around you, bringing it into your meditation, and then sending out your kindness to others. And I want to let you know that I so enjoyed sharing this kindness meditation series with you. I encourage you to do your own kindness walking meditation. And if you'd like to join our free private Facebook group, let me know how your kindness walk went for you. We're an international group of meditators. We participate in a weekly challenge customized around the weekly theme. And I'd love to hear how your kindness walk went for you. As always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.